Wimberley's got the football. It's Trinity Wilson off left tackle. A big run by Trinity. Woo. Down deep into Canyon Lake territory at the 33-yard line. That's Trinity Wilson. That's his longest run of the night, 26 yards.
And he finished it off a bang there. The would-be tackler, Doug Hubnick, stepped in front of him. And, boy, Trinity, you can be the hitter or the hittee, and he was certainly the hitter on that play.
Yeah, he showed everything he's got there, Randy. Trinity was with a burst of speed to gain most of the yardage, and then he finished it off with a bit of power at the end of the run. First and 10 at the 33-yard line. Wimberley on the move again here early in the fourth quarter. Lambert will take this. This is a straight-up run right up the middle. And he's able to get 3 yards to the 30-yard line. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, just a design play, almost like a dive play, but Lambert keeps it, goes over the left side.
Lambert's been effective running the football. 7 carries, 36 yards unofficially tonight.
I guess that's the one prognosis that I was incorrect on this before the game started. I thought they would have been able to, as aggressive as the Hawks play defense, that they would have been able to run more draws. We did see them do the screen, but they've only done that one time.
Yeah. 30-yard line, second down and 7 for Wimberley. Turn and the give to Wilson. He's looking for running room outside, and he's got running room. 25-20, look out. Down inside the 15-yard line and to the 14-yard line is Trinity Wilson. Another good game.
Well, I tell you, one of the things that the Texans do so well, we saw at that time, Davis Hallman is a downfield blocking. Hallman was 15 yards down the field, and he had the cornerback that was there with him. And, I mean, he had his hands up there in the front of his jersey, and he was driving him backward. And, boy, when Trinity gets around the corner, that opens up such a nice lane for him to turn that speed on and go down the side.
Yeah, he's hard to stop when he gets going. First down and 10 now at the 14-yard line. 10:47 left to play in the ball game. Wimberley leading it 33-14 and on the move here against Canyon Lake. Lambert now marks the signals. He's in the shotgun formation. He turns, throws it out left side to Blakemore. Look out. He's got the 10 to the 5 to the touchdown. End zone. Blakemore scores from 14 out. Wimberley leads it 39-14.
And again, just like we saw on that other play, Davis Hallman was out there at front making terrific blocks that allowed Blakemore to get into the end zone.
14-yard touchdown pass from Brady Lambert to Blakemore. And the Texans have answered that one pretty emphatically, Randy. Here's Avila now with the extra point attempt, and the kick is up. And it is good, and with 10:24 remaining, Wimberley leads it 40-14.
And you're starting to see it on the Hawks' defense. The Texans are just wearing them down. So many weapons there. Now they're running the ball effectively, especially around the corner that time. A couple of long runs that time by Trinity Wilson. It just takes all the air out of the sail of the Hawks at this point.
40-14 now.
You know, the one thing we haven't done enough, we mentioned all the running backs' names because they get the ball and it's easy to call their name.
You
but
bet.
That offensive line has done a fantastic job today.
Boy,
Alden
right
Mann,
that.
David Carrillo, Brad Rodriguez, and Taylor Robinson, those big men down there on the front have done a fine job today giving Lambert time to throw the ball. Opening up the lanes for the running backs to run through. We don't call their name often enough, but they certainly have done a fine job so far this year for the Texans.
No, we don't, and we need to get their names out there, don't we, Randy?
Yeah, absolutely.
They do an outstanding job for this big play.
And I have a
Wimberley
soft spot
offense.
In my heart for them big guys.
I'll bet you do.
Heart and soul of any offense right there.
And, of course, we need to remind everybody, you can hear our games archived also on WimberleyRadio.com. You want to go back and listen to all of the games, you can. Here's Avila now with a kickoff. And it's going to bounce at the 5 and rolls around and into the end zone with the kickoff. And finally, a Canyon Lake return man gets back there and downs it. And so Canyon Lake will take over at the 20-yard line, 10:24 remaining. Wimberley leading it 40-14.
I believe that so far we've seen that young man kick. He started, what, kicking after the Dripping Springs game, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, right.
And that's the first kick I think I've seen that where he's gotten it into the end zone. So his leg is getting stronger as the season goes on.
That's right. Nice job on that kickoff. Henshaw now, the outstanding running back for Canyon Lake. 29 carries, 96 yards. Belcher's going to throw it out left side, and is it picked off? Intercepted. And taken down to the 16-yard line.
Kate Davis, again, there. The cornerbacks are really keying on the fact they're trying to throw these short little balls out here in the flat, and that time Kate Davis stepped up in front of the receiver and just able to take it out of his hands.
Belcher trying to hit Pike. You're right, Randy. They knew that was coming, and he was able to step in front of it. He returned it down to the Canyon Lake 16-yard line. So just like that, Wimberley has the football again. 6 seconds later, 10-18. Left to play in this one. And this is the point where you can accurately say the wheels have come off for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Lambert now shotgun, turns, gives it to Wilson. Right side, trying to get outside. And not much running room at all. May have gotten a yard, but that's it. Second down and 9.
Yeah, well defended that time by the Hawks. A swing, stringed out that ball there, going, trying to go wide around the right side. Well, that was T.J. Gregory over there on the tackle for the Hawks.
And the Texans and the Hawks will probably be content to run out the clock as much as possible here, Randy. And now we're seeing a bit of an exodus from the crowd on this home field side.
Yeah, it's starting to string out.
Wimberley crowd certainly heavy on that far side over there. They filled those stands up over there, haven't they?
Yeah. You know, they normally travel really well with the team anyway, and when considering the close proximity.
And here's Cameron Morris, who's able to run it. His first run of the night. It's a 6-yarder down to the 10-yard line.
Anyway. I looked it up before the game. The stadium capacity was right at 4,500 folks, and I think it's fair to say that there was that many folks here or better.
Yeah, I think so too. It was full, and I'll tell you, Randy, driving up here, we drove up here about, I don't know, an hour before the game, 45 minutes, and those stands over there were full already.
We thought we were late for the show, didn't we?
Better believe it. Third down and 4 now for Wimberley. Ball rest right at the 10-yard line. Brennan Blakemore is split out wide left. Keep an eye on him here. Man-to-man coverage. Lambert from the shotgun takes it, fakes it to Morris. He's going to run it himself. Inside the 10, inside the 5, and down to the 4 with a first down is Brady Lambert.
Boy, he was met hard by Matt Noyola where he stopped there. Hard run by Lambert.
Ball is at the 4-yard line now. First down and goal. 8:30. And the clock is running. Wimberley trying to add to its lead here. Leading it 40-14. Mike Blackwell here with you along with Randy Hermes at Hawk Field in Canyon Lake. Lambert now under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Morris. Woo. He is met at the line of scrimmage. No gain on that carry.
Wow, we heard that pop all the way up here. Trying
yeah,
to get
we
who
really
that
did.
Tackler was there for the Hawks. He stepped up and hit him head on.
Jeremy Best,
wow.
Yeah, that was a big
was
time
a pop.
Hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You could hear that. We have these big cushy headsets on. Second down and goal now for Wimberley. Texans take a look at their play chart on their uniform, and now they're ready to go. Lambert under center. Morris again dotting the I in the backfield behind Kelly, the fullback. Turn, flips it out left side to Morris. He cuts it inside. Is able to get it to the 4-yard line, a pickup of 1 for Cameron. So it'll be third down and goal now from the 4.
Yeah, the Hawks stiffen up pretty good when they get down here close to the end zone, especially against the run.
Yeah, they really have.
Cameron having a hard time finding running room that time around the left side.
Cameron showing some nifty moves with that saxophone at halftime, too, Randy. He had a lot more running lanes.
I think that's just great.
That's awesome.
Good for the young man.
Third down and goal now. Lambert under center. Turns. Gives it to his fullback. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. That is Terrio, Kyle Terrio, and he gets no gain. It'll be fourth down and goal. You're right. The Hawks have really toughened up here in this drive.
Yeah, Isaac Pruna that time, right side linebacker. He stepped up and met him, I think on the wrong side of the line of scrimmage there for the Texans.
Now here's Tino Avila. He's going to come on for a 22-yard field goal. Reed Jones, the holder, he's going to put it down at the 12-yard line.
If I'm not mistaken, this is his first attempt.
I think you're right. Not much longer than an extra point. Here's the field goal try, and it's up, and it's good. How about that? 22-yard field goal for Tano.
First kickoff into the end zone, first field goal, first missed extra point.
How about that? So now with 5:51 left in the game, Randy, 43-14, Wimberley with the lead. And again, you got to believe that Weldon Nelms is pretty happy with this after all the hype surrounding this game. And, you know, talking to him for our pregame show, you kind of got the feeling that Coach Nelms was kind of miffed as to why this game was getting such hype, because it's the middle of the season and, you know, heck, I'm still wearing my shorts, you know. It's not time to get hyped yet.
Well,
you could tell that Coach Nelms was kind of, well, it's just another game, that sort of thing.
Yeah, just 12 miles down the road, and
that's
both teams
right.
are just undefeated, and a lot of hype around it, that's for certain.
Yeah. And he's got to be happy with the way his team has responded, though, Randy. He wasn't too happy about last week's win at Bandera. He's got to be much more pleased with this one, don't you believe?
You know, absolutely. And they've dominated in a lot of areas, but probably the best thing they've done tonight is the absence of the middle mistakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Penalties have been at a minimum. Here's the kickoff now, taken at the 10-yard line, to the 15, to the 20 now, and out to the 23-yard line. That's Ryan Bustamante, the return man, and that's where Canyon Lake will get the football.
Yeah, Blake Gidrian. Tug McRoberts there doing the honors on bringing him down there at the 25-yard line.
5:42 remaining. Wimberley leads it by a score of 43-14. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you here at Hawk Field in Canyon Lake. Stay with us after the game. We'll have our post-game show. We'll try to give you a couple of scores and talk about this one a little bit. Discuss next week's game in Wimberley against Fredericksburg. Another district contest. And as Weldon Nelms will remind you, that one counts just as much in the standings as this one tonight. He'll be sure to remind you of that, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
There's Henshaw now running right. I don't think that's Henshaw. I think he's out of the game. Stopped at the 25-yard line. Very late flag thrown into the pile. Gain of one. I'm trying to see if that is Henshaw or not.
You know, Jackson King, young man's name. We haven't had the opportunity to call much in there and help make that tackle.
And that was Casey Coffey, the running back. And again, a very late flag. It looked like it was after the runner was brought down. Yeah, face mask call. Personal foul, face mask against Wimberley. So they're going to mark this off. Henshaw now, I'm looking for him on the sideline, Randy. Maybe he's done for the evening. They certainly don't want to get that young man hurt.
Oh, absolutely. Certainly we're not implying that he is.
No.
Having a hard time finding him out there.
Yeah. And that is definitely Casey Coffey in the backfield with Belcher, who will turn and give it to Coffey. Left tackle, nice run. Coffey is able to get 8 yards out to the 48-yard line. It'll be second down and two.
The Texans have an opportunity to have some of the boys who don't get to play that much out there on the field. Skyler Duncan out there playing that left end. See Brandon Daugherty.
Second down and two now for Canyon Lake. Belcher has Coffee to his left in the backfield. Coffee will get it again. And he'll have the first down, I believe. Depends on the spot, I guess. It's near the 50-yard line. Now that they've spotted it, I think he's going to be a little short, maybe by a yard or so.
Really close. Tackle that time by Daugherty.
Clock is moving at 4:33. Yeah, there's Henshaw on the sideline. Now, unofficially, Randy, I have him with 29 carries and 96 yards. So if Wimberly has held him under 100 yards, certainly that's something to hang your hat on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Belcher on third and very short will take it on a quarterback sneak, and he picks up the first down to the Wimberly 45-yard line.
Looks like Nicolano that time stood him up and stopped him for the short gain.
Well, and this will be disappointing for the Canyon Lake folks, of course, Randy, but they were playing one of the best teams in the state in Class 3A, and so I got a feeling they're going to be able to rebound from this pretty quickly.
Absolutely. And you have to admit, I think this is the best the Texans have looked here in several games.
Yeah, I think you're right. Here's Coffee now. He is popped by Alana right at the line of scrimmage. Think they're going to give him a yard, though, second down and nine.
Looked like Sean Witchlatch had him there in the backfield, and he was able to squirt free, and boy, shame on him because Nick Alana came up hard there and smacked him right when he broke free.
Second down and nine. 3:43, and the clock is running. We're at Hawk Field in Canyon Lake. Wimberly is leading it, 43-14. Belcher now will roll to his right, looking downfield, flips it over and incomplete in and out of the hands of his receiver. That was Dylan Adams who had it over the middle, and he just dropped it.
Yeah, nice thrown ball, hard thrown ball, but it certainly hit him right in the square where you want the ball to hit him. And wasn't able to hang on to it. Couldn't find the handle.
So it'll be third down and nine now for Canyon Lake. As they look over and get the call from the sidelines. Again, it's Pink Out the Texans night here at Hawk Field. Cheerleaders were there pink. A lot of the fans in the stands with their pink T-shirts on. Belcher will roll left, looking, and now he's going to run. Cuts it inside to the 40 and down to the, well, they're going to spot it right at the 40 is the quarterback Belcher. It'll be fourth down and five now.
That was Bryce Rainwater came up there and tripped him up. Going to set up the fourth and five.
Three minutes left to play in the ball game. Go ahead, Randy.
All right, second week in a row we've seen the pink, and it's certainly a great cause, and it's great to see all the support that that gets. Speaking of great causes.
You'd like to wear pink even when it's not October, Randy. I know that for a fact.
What makes you think I don't?
I know you do. And I'm not casting any dispersions upon you. I think pink is awesome. Here's Belcher looking. Fourth down and five. Flips it over the middle, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, the intended receiver that time was Doug Hubnick, and it was thrown high over his head where he didn't really have a chance to get a handle on that.
Wimberly's done an excellent job at pass defense here tonight, too, Randy. 7 out of 18 is Belcher.
Yeah, you know, and coming into tonight's game, if I would have said that the Texans had one weakness, it would have been that in their pass defense and their secondary, and they've certainly played fine tonight. It's definitely their best defensive performance we've seen so far.
Yeah, I think you're right, and especially when you consider that Canyon Lake had such a big-name presence in Zach Henshaw, and Zach right around 100 yards rushing tonight, and he came in with about 1,300 on the season.
And he's certain to have a bunch more. Looks like there's some confusion there on the Texans. They had to burn a timeout.
Yeah, they called a timeout. 2 minutes, 29 seconds remaining. Again, Wimberly leading it 43-14. Wimberly will move to 6-0 on the season. Canyon Lake will fall to 6-1. And 1-1 in district. And we'll check the Bernie score after the game and see Bernie might possibly be undefeated in district at the end of tonight.
That's right, and Canyon Lake takes on Bernie next week. Of course, the Texans have Fredericksburg at home next week.
Right. Reed Jones in the game now at quarterback for the Texans. He turns and pitches it right side to Cameron Morris. He's got some
wow.
45, 50. He could go. 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Cameron Morris. How about that? 60 yards.
Talking about taking advantage of the opportunity that time. They were in the I formation, and they turned and just pitched it to him on a sweep around the right side. And wow, once he got over there on the sideline, he turned the jets on, and he streaked down the sideline, leaving everybody behind.
And that tells you how much talent this Wimberley team has, Randy, a kid like Cameron Morris. Look at that speed he showed on that play. Good grief. Yeah. He's about the third string running back,
second string
back. Goodness. Here's Avalon now. The hold is down, and the kick is up and good. And that was harder than it looked right there, Randy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hawks
defense is definitely tired right now. You can see they've been on the field a whole bunch here, especially in the second half. But, wow, what a nice run.
And I thought that it was 43-14 before that touchdown, right? I think 43 plus 7 is 50, Randy. What do you think?
my bohemian math equals yours.
49 points on the scoreboard. 2:08 left to play. Cameron Morris just took that pitch out. And, I mean, you talk about a sprint now. And that just kind of stunned me, Randy. I wasn't expecting that.
Nor do I.
I was expecting the 2 minutes to just run off and...
You know, and again, the Texans certainly aren't trying to run up the score.
Oh,
we've seen
no.
all the younger players and some of the players who don't get a lot of playing time. We've seen them out there both on offense and defense, and you certainly don't ask them to throttle back. You want them to give it all they got, and that young man there made the most of that opportunity.
Absolutely. Not like they're throwing bombs into the end zone. He just took it on a running play. Here's the kickoff, Avila. Taken by Bustamante at the 5, to the 10 and to the 15. To the 20 is Bustamante, still on his feet, fighting forward to the 25-yard line. That's where Canyon Lake will take over.
No, the kickoff team has done a good job tonight. I don't know if they've had set up the Hawks to have the ball past the 25 or 30-yard line all night long. Good coverage.
Yeah, they have done a good job, and Avila has done a good job on those kickoffs as well. 1:58 remaining. 50-14. Wimberley leading it.
I know
it was 43-14. And I know they called that extra point good.
I'll have to get the abacus out here in a little bit and add it all up.
Here's Belcher. He's going to pitch it left side to Coffey off tackle. And he will have a pickup of 5. He stretches it out to 6 yards. So it'll be second down and 4.
Again, it's great to see some of the kids out there who don't get some of the field time. Skyler Duncan that time helping out on the tackle.
And, of course, you can always hear us archived on WimberleyRadio.com. Next week we'll be in Wimberley for the Fredericksburg game. Wimberley with a home game. It seems like a long time since we broadcasted a game out of there, Randy.
It has.
Belcher under center now. Clock is running at 1:13 remaining. Coffey up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Pickup of another 6 yards out to the 36-yard line.
Kai Hendricks that time in hot pursuit. Playing over there that right tackle position. Tackle Nicolana stepped up.
Certainly good to see Dennis Smith get playing time here tonight, Randy. I know that Weldon Nelms is probably happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw him when he was on offense a while ago, though. He's obviously not quite in the shape that the other kids had without having all the game time. And I saw he had his hands on his knees. You could tell he was like he was breathing pretty hard from up here.
Yeah, he's not in nearly as good a shape as me or you, Randy. That's
absolutely.
For certain. Here's Coffey now off left tackle.
Hey,
he
now.
Stopped at the line of scrimmage. Sorry about that cheap shot. He's a specimen, though, boy. He's a good-looking kid,
yeah.
Isn't he? 30 seconds left to play now. Canyon Lake will probably run one more play. And, again, stay with us here for our postgame show. We'll try to give you a score or two, give you some stats and the scoring summary. 13 seconds remaining, and let's see. They may not. No, they're not going to have to snap this again. That's going to be the football game, Randy.
That's great.
50-14 is our final. Wimberley over Canyon Lake from Canyon Lake, and a certainly happy group of Texans. And the Golden Elms leads them over to Canyon Lake to shake hands. Stay with us for our postgame show. Again, 50-14, Wimberley over Canyon Lake. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.